Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now we're going to talk about the weather, because from 6 o'clock this evening, Met Éireann has issued a yellow low temperature and ice warning for most of the country, which will last until midday tomorrow. Only Dublin, Wexford and Waterford remain outside of this warning. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is with me now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
So pretty much all of Ireland will feel the temperatures drop, will they?
Yes, it'll be cold right across the country, but it will be coldest in the Midlands. So away from the coast is where the temperatures will be the coldest. So we could see -5, possibly even -6 locally in some parts of the Midlands, but widely below -2 or even -3 degrees in most places.
All right, the Midlands always get it in the neck when the temperatures drop. So how long is this cold spell expected to last?
It looks like it's going to last up until at least Sunday. There's a little bit of uncertainty around the Sunday forecast at the moment. Some of the weather models show a system bringing up some rain and some less cold air into the south on Sunday evening, but others keep that a little bit further south and just kind of we escape it. But it does look like that the milder air will arrive next week, possibly getting progressively milder through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And unfortunately, this nice, cold, crisp weather looks like that conveyor belt of storms is going to take over again next week with much more Atlantic weather.
Oh, right. So are we heading back into milder temperatures and rain and wind then?
Certainly a risk of that, yeah. It is going to get milder next week, and then there is going to be a risk of some wet and windy weather. Now, this far out, it's hard to tell where exactly any potential low systems will track, but most of the weather models do show some low systems tracking across the Atlantic and heading our general direction. Whether we end up getting a direct hit or maybe even just missing them, it's a little bit hard to know. But we do have a few very cold nights ahead first, so enjoy the cold, crisp weather and stay warm if you can, I suppose.
Yeah, and I told one of my children to put the warm coat on yesterday. That was ignored, and I was asked, would there be snow? So what's the answer to that question?
There's been a dust and a snow on some high ground in the east. So there has been some snow on the Wicklow Mountains, on the Black Stairs, and also some parts of the northeast. It's really only a dusting. Don't go up there looking for it, because you're going to find more ice than you are snow and probably get into trouble. There will be some more showers. There are some showers hitting Dublin and parts of the east today. There will be a wintry mix of sleet and rain and then some snow on higher ground. There will be some more showers then later tonight and tomorrow into the north and the northwest, which again could give a dusting, but no significant snow. I wouldn't be worrying about how you're going to make a snowball just yet.
Okay, well, what we do need to worry about, though, is the ice, particularly on the roads, Alan.
Yes, absolutely. And especially any areas that did get those showers, where then it'll freeze early tonight and, you know, it will become very icy in some parts. There will be some black ice. So you do need to make sure that you prepare for some icy conditions on the roads tonight and early tomorrow. And it's going to be very cold tomorrow, so there may not be even a thaw in the shade in some areas tomorrow before freezing again. So yeah, tomorrow's the first day of winter. This is seasonal weather as we head into winter, but we haven't seen icy road conditions in a good few months, so maybe just be cautious and remind yourself of how to drive in those conditions.
And across the way in the UK, they're warning of up to 10 centimetres of snow in places today.
Yes, they've got some heavy snow showers into the northeast of England especially. But yeah, there are some areas there that are going to see more significant snow. And there has been already quite a falling of snow in some parts of the northeast of England. But we're just not quite catching that. So no snow day for the first day of winter.
All right. Not yet anyway. Alan, thanks so much. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather.